All right. It's the rundown. Last rundown of January, January 31st. Then we get into February.
Happy birthday, PFT.
Happy birthday, PFT. It's crazy. Happy belated to you.
Yeah, and happy birthday. Well, I shouldn't say it. Oh. I shouldn't say it.
Someone you're not too happy with.
Happy birthday, Stu Finer. Love you.
Today's Stu Finer. Stu Finer. Yeah,
we'll get to it. We'll
Stu Finer
is
as close to dead to me.
I didn't mean to do that.
Be.
Yeah, we'll do that after. Sorry.
Birthdays all over the place. Yeah. All right. We'll start where we start. We'll start with where we start. Hell of a Good makes the tastiest, best dips that lives up to its name. We have been crushing it. Every single dip, it's whether it's game night, Tuesday night, Hell of a Good dips, always a crowd pleaser. Hell of a Good dips are made with real milk and cream along with flavorful spices that make each dip deliciously creamy, available in 7 delicious flavors. Hell of a Good pairs perfectly with your favorite dippables, from chips to wings, veggies, pretzels, so more. Find Hell of a Good dips in the dairy aisle. Check out the limited edition football. Only available through the
Nailed
Super Bowl,
it.
A football-shaped container that serves your chips and dip together perfectly during the game. It is an absolute misnomer and myth of Barstool that I intentionally.
Oh yeah, no, like, I don't. I never say you intentionally do it.
Well, you call my. It, I
no,
don't always work.
You're
but
an idiot with your words.
Correct.
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
though, it like the way you laid it out yesterday like works for me.
Bowl,
the
right.
most obvious example is pizza reviews when I screw up people's names because I really feel like that's rude and I try not to. And I practice with Frankie in a car for an hour and I screw
and
it up.
And then you get out there and you're yeah. just like.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
Who'd you call?
Manakevitt.
No, you call Kevin Hart, Chris Tucker.
That's my security.
I'm
you don't have that. See that? See how my security just pops up out of nowhere?
On Philly,
thank you,
sir. I'm going to say something that yes. I don't think, I thought,
well,
I know you've done movie with Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
I thought it was Jackie Chan for a minute. I was like, this guy does it all. He brought somebody out as a prop. I honestly thought that, like, this guy's unbelievable.
Hold up.
I know you've done movie with Jackie Chan.
I thought it was Jackie Chan for a minute. I was like, this guy does it all. He brought somebody out as a prop.
Yeah.
That was just a slip of the mind.
Oh, yeah.
And, right, because I thought, well, I didn't call him Chris Tucker. I thought he was in the Jackie Chan movies.
Right.
That was like when PFT thought Tim Meadows played the George's token black friend in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Double.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like the storyline already.
Right.
Had that.
Ironically, Kevin Hart just took a picture with Jackie Chan.
Look at you.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So I'm bringing people together.
Look at you.
So yeah, Hell of a Good dip. By the way, I don't know who has them as a client, but I love Hell of a Good dip.
It's,
they're supporting us, and it's great food.
It's hell of a good.
This is the ideal advertiser, except that we all get probably fat, but it's the ideal advertiser in the sense.
Saying I'm skinny, thank you.
Great product, and they're advertising with it on board, so thank you for the support all week. So the ongoing theme, Barstool versus the Super Bowl, I feel like, for the eighth straight year.
It's actually like the fact that that's the title is true, and it's so funny. Barstool versus the Super Bowl.
Even walking into our set, because we're away from Radio Row, this feels like, a renegade outpost
uh-huh.
over here at the Ivy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Our thing.
We're out in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. In occasion, we drive in, we shoot arrows or our guns. It's like that, almost that scene in The Patriot, when Mel Gibson's just in the woods with, like, himself and his family.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make themselves seem large. That's kind of what we do during Super Bowl week. And I guess we've borrowed Kurt Minahan for the week. He's been on radio, and he's a wild card in himself. I don't know how he found Goodell, but he did find Goodell, and he confronted him about Barstool.
Kurt Minahan, how are you?
Hey,
I was going to ask you a question at the press conference. I didn't get a chance. Can I ask you real quick? Or no?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Just can I get your thoughts on Barstool? Just the Barstool situation?
What did you say?
You have to touch me. Can I get?
I didn't touch you.
He did. Can I get your thoughts on the Barstool situation? Okay. Don't you think it makes more sense to go to the Barstool, have some fun with them,
How
Mr.
Doing?
Commissioner? Have some fun with them.
Did you have a class to get in?
Just have some fun with them. Get a. You don't want to talk about Barstool, Mr. Commissioner?
It looked like in the video, Goodell basically assaulted him. Gave him
broke his ribs.
Yeah, a rabbit punch to the ribs.
Mr. Goodell would not answer the question I asked him. He made contact with me. Hand on rib. Hand on rib. Will I pursue legal action? Yeah, I will. I'll get the best goddamn lawyer in America. Did you see Roger Goodell hit me in the rib? Oh, I think it's... goddamn it. Oh. Ooh. Roger Goodell poked me right in the rib. I think it might be broken.
And Goodell We can officially put to bed that he knows exactly.
Oh, who yeah. We are. He's known for years.
He hates us.
Oh, yeah.
Hates us.
Oh, yeah. And they do. I was with Florio this morning, and he said that they started at Goodell's press conference yesterday. They now check everything.
Yep,
every
they parcelized ID. It.
Right. The security guards have to put in their hands the ID. So they take it off your neck and basically hold it in their hands to make sure it's real. And he said he's never seen anything like that.
Yeah, they've totally changed. My favorite, and I know this happens. Sometimes you like we blow up these images in our head. The hours that probably went into preventing us from getting into the Goodell press conference.
Yeah.
When we had no intention.
It was high alert.
Yeah. So that makes me feel good.
Yeah. They were up at night and we were just we don't even know where it is.
Yeah, right.
They weren't even focused on possible terrorist attacks. They were just focused on us.
It's like a scene in the movie where you're trying to catch the villain and like you think you have him and you go up on the roof and it's just like the walkie-talkie is just sitting there and somewhere else. They are like four steps behind every move we make. And our moves, to be honest, are pretty obvious because we make the same ones every year.
Right. We have not deviated from our plan that we make very public year in and year out.
Yeah. It's like we're going to media day. No, we won't be. We'll be doing live radio here. So that's good to see. And then Bovada, which is... I mean, Bovada's just a legitimate gambling site, has come out with odds on who's going to get arrested next at Barstool. They have just odds on me whether I'm going to get arrested Super Bowl day. And I got to be honest, they're really low. It's like plus 155 that I don't get arrested.
Yikes. And Dave, you got to trust the odds makers.
That's what makes me actually
You do.
Dan, I bet a 4.5-point favorite yesterday in college basketball lost worst money line odds. Like, it was minus 180.
Yeah.
This is plus 155. That's basically saying if I go to the game, I'm getting arrested.
Yeah, pretty much.
How are they going to define arrested? Like, you have to
cuffs.
Yeah, I think it has to be cuffs.
All right.
It can't be detained.
Those are...
Kicked out doesn't count. It's got to be arrested.
You and I know that. They don't just throw weird odds out.
No, someone sat and thought about it. Like they don't just give away free money.
So that's a little alarming, to be totally honest. 1-800-Flowers, 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon, enter the code rundown. It is Valentine's Day is obviously coming around. I didn't even see it, but you get Valentine's bouquets, arrangements, and more starting at just $29.99. Valentine's Day is coming up. You don't want to be the guy that forgets to give your girl flowers. She'll be waiting all day for them, so get it squared away before you forget. To order Valentine bouquets, arrangements, and more starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers, click the radio icon, enter the code rundown. Order today, save 1-800-Flowers.com, code rundown. Easy way, do it. The faster you do it, there's Handsome Hank walking in. Fashionably late, we're supposed to do advisors, but Rhea is in town, and suddenly Hank is not on schedule.
I texted you, said 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you I said 11.
Rundown and then advisors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't look at me. Yeah.
I mean, we're ready
to
go.
He said, where's Hank? He's going to be
here
at
11. Let's do it. It looks like you're doing the rundown.
Said
now we're going to do it.
All I said was Hank's going to be here at 11.
What time is it? 11:20.
Rundown. I texted Big Guy. I said, rundown then advisors, right? He said, yep.
Someone's
doing the rundown.
Someone's
awful
defensive on this.
So I think I'm here
lovely Thursday morning.
I don't look at me.
You can look.
I said, you'd be here at 11.
Salty Dave.
Not Salty Dave.
He's going to get arrested at the game. He has a right to be salty.
Plus 155.
Did you hear that? The odds?
Yeah, I'm plus 1,000.
Yeah, but that's next to it. My odds on getting arrested Sunday are only plus 155.
That's bad.
Ridiculous.
Why are you not listed on the general list, do you think? Just because it's like
they
a given
like
that you're going to get.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, the other list is next Barstool person
well, what
to
happened?
Be arrested.
Right. Like, but
I'm
Hank's
way
already been arrested.
There.
Yeah, sure.
Like, what if I get? Like
also,
what?
It says apprehended by authorities. Like,
oh,
some...
that's a loophole.
Interesting.
A loophole.
This story. So, Florida played Mississippi in basketball yesterday. A Florida girl starts sexting or matched on Tinder with a Mississippi player. They start sexting. Nothing too graphic, but she printed out all of the messages and handed it out to the entire Florida student section before the game. I like that move.
I like it a lot.
Were they embarrassing?
They weren't crazy embarrassing. No, they weren't. Like, I didn't see dicks or, like...
No, it was actually...
It was kind of PG.
I was, like, kind of hoping there'd be a little more because I was getting a little, like, excited. Yeah, like, ooh, they're going
to
fuck.
She didn't go to the mattresses for this.
No.
Like, he kept trying to take it to the next level.
She wanted him to commit, too, to, like... she wanted a dick pic.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because she was like, why should I meet up? But really, why?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Prove it to
right,
me.
Right.
And she didn't want to say anything too graphic.
And he's
otherwise,
smart
it
enough.
Bad
yeah.
On her too.
Yeah. 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 Still a good move. College athletics back alive. I've always been torn on Florida. I know Matty Walsh and those, because it's a football school, but they claim to have in that great student section. Obviously, you have what some people say is the greatest college basketball team of all time when they had Horford and
Joe Kim Noah, Corey Brewer.
Brewer.
Yep.
I mean, that team
was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But I, you know,
only time in NBA history that a team had three top 10 picks.
Yeah, unbelievable run. That team was very good in the modern era. The Michigan team that never won, when you look back at who they had, was very good with like Trey Burke and.
But you're right though. It's well, I don't know how we got to fucking Michigan from a team that won back to back titles.
Well, like really good NBA guys on it.
That was a stretch, my friend. That was a stretch, right? Tim Hardaway is not a good NBA guy.
Yeah,
that's
he averages like 18 a game.
Hardaway's a good NBA guy.
His contract is ridiculous.
Okay, well,
they're trying to get rid of it. Okay, but
white chocolate.
Is he still in the league?
Probably somewhere. D League, maybe.
Remember when I said that white guy was going to be the number one pick in the draft?
Who did?
I did.
Which guy?
He got hurt.
Which guy?
The worst bets I've ever made.
Mo Wagner?
No.
Which
he was back
McGarry?
In his old McGarry.
Oh, yeah. He hurt his back and smoked the reefer.
Yeah.
He was part of the Monster Hits Club. Yeah. But you're right. Those Florida teams, like, they don't get any credit, really, because it's not a basketball
school.
No,
it isn't.
Like you just don't even think about it. Like those teams were dominant, and they're just kind of an afterthought.
No, you think about Kentucky teams and
Duke, UNC,
yeah, but you don't
Nova
think
even.
Because Florida's just. But those teams would have beaten all those teams.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, they call him the Wizard of Wikipedia, and he is. He's edited like 3/4 of all Wikipedia edits. He was named by Time Magazine top 25 most influential people on the internet, and he kind of is because Wikipedia is like the dictionary of the internet.
I don't want this to sound mean in any way, but I mean that's central casting. This guy.
Oh, big time.
When he came on the screen, I was like, "That is the Wizard of Wikipedia."
The only thing I could, you know, what instantly jumped into my head when I saw this foul ball guy.
Yeah,
it had the same, and I think it's the same.
I love these people. They're just. Anyone who's super, super passionate about one thing like this, I just have tremendous respect for. They're like, I'm going to give my life to editing Wikipedia.
But don't you
I'm
have any
give my
concern
life to foul balls.
That it's just biased? Like this guy we're talking about.
No. Oh,
like he had any bias.
No.
Like he's just running
the
world, basically,
Tommy,
with information.
Not only was I like, that's central casting. That's exactly what he looks like. I also saw his face. I was like, this guy takes his Wikipedia so seriously. It's in good hands.
Yeah, no, right. I had that same vibe. It's like another thing it reminded me of. There's this guy who just goes around and tries to catch people who cheat on their marathon times.
Yeah.
He doesn't run marathons. He doesn't do anything. He just looks up like where you're at certain points, past records, and is like, nope, that's a fake time. He just catches you.
I love those.
That's all he does.
Be dedicated.
They're fantastic. They are fantastic.
I guess it's Stu Finer's birthday.
Yeah.
So Stu... He's probably going to see this. I thought Stu understood.
Someone tell Stu to watch this.
I thought Stu understood
Happy
me
birthday,
as a
Stu.
Human. I guess he doesn't. So yesterday, I'm retired from gambling because I've lost too much.
Was retired.
I had cash, enough to pay. I don't have to take money out. I'm living my life, pretending that thing doesn't exist. And Stu Finer yesterday, he like texted in a way. He always sends us our picks.
So yeah, okay. So let me explain. So Stu sends out a mass text to like
all
of us, all his clients, and it's always the same. It's capital letters, and it's like take this, take this, take this. And then yesterday he sent me a happy birthday. Here's your present, all caps, Butler -3. He sent Hank a text being like. All you're worth, and then he sent you one
all
too.
Different. All and all Hank different. And I didn't even know. After the fact, it was persuasive enough where it's like, I got to bet this game. I put everything I could. I took a money line. I took them game. They got killed. First update, they're down 20. I don't think they cut it to 15. They're 3-point favorites. Lost like 30 G on it in the blink of an eye. And I talked to Hank after. He's like, I did the same exact thing.
I did too.
It was a different looking. And then Stu's playing off, ha-ha, you'll get back. No, Stu. Now I have to start betting the board. You pulled me back in with your dumbass fucking text, and you don't seem to get. He got it later in the day because I told him at one point, I'm like, it's not funny. Shut up, Stu. If you text me again, you're dead to me. And wow. I mean, you just can't.
But you can't be pulled back in.
You can't. You have to. Listen, send me that text. Fine. It has to. It has to. You have to. I better not like be texting you first, being like, what's going on? He almost had to be like, I'll give you 10 free bets. Something has to happen. Like, when you text like that, you have to win.
Do you think he's going to be sending more texts now to try to get out of that hole?
No.
So it's like, I gotta pay you back.
I don't think so. It's just, we talk about it all the time. It's the hot tip. If someone tells you they have a hot tip without you asking, it has to win.
If someone asks, fine. If you send something that's wildly different than anything you've ever sent, it's like, this is change it up. This is the game. I'm telling you. And he said it like multiple times, like, don't let this game pass.
Right. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not looking for those picks.
And the worst part is, I think I said on this very show a week ago that I was done with Butler. I'm never betting Butler the rest of the year. And then I got that text, and I was like, well, it's a birthday present.
I'm not
the
even
gods.
Betting my own picks, which right. were 2-1. I just bet his.
You're on fire. You're like 13-2.
And I haven't bet any of them.
You haven't bet a single one
of them. Gaz knew Facebook was going to have good earnings. He didn't tell anybody. They're up $20.
Gaz didn't commit a crime for us. What an asshole.
Pierre Maguire. I don't know why I didn't put this on, but Pierre Maguire is getting roasted by the internet. He had Kendall Coyne Schofield. She's the girl, if you saw, Olympic gold medalist. Like, she was in the skills competition at the NHL All-Star Game. Super fast. Very impressive. So she was calling a game for NHL with Pierre. Pierre mansplained. He's like, he starts the whole thing. He's like, Tampa's over here. Pittsburgh's over here.
It's been exciting. It's overwhelming. And I'm so excited to join you here.
So Tampa's going to be on your left. Pittsburgh's going to be on your right. What are you expecting out of this game? We're paying you to be an analyst, not to be a fan tonight.
I'm excited to see Tampa start. They've been off for 10 days. Haven't had a game. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, had a tough loss on Monday. Got a little bit blown out of the water by New Jersey Devils. So I'm excited to see the start tonight.
Let's have a blast. Johnny, back to you.
Thanks. And people are just roasting him, rightfully so. I mean, she knows more about hockey than he does.
I mean, as someone who did broadcasting, that's just showing up your color person. You can't do that. You got to do that off air, take it to a break.
Are you
sick
again?
I don't know. I am stuffed up. I don't know if I'm saying sick again, but I'd say I am stuffed up today.
Jesus, Tommy. By the way, the Fordham Pussy Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Fordham Pussy. Is it patrol or posse?
Patrol is what Rick said.
They're patrolling.
Did Daniela go to Fordham too?
No.
That was shrapnel. She should not have been.
She likes Tommy.
But she was like, that was a bad look for me.
Oh yeah, but she's openly on the record as like interested in Tommy Smokes.
I don't know if that's true.
Wow. Well,
she was on the record about it yesterday.
Wow.
Said not interested. Tommy doesn't play that. In Living Color, Homie don't play that.
Yeah.
Tommy don't play that.
Wow.
I have a way about me that's just...
it's magnificent. Yeah.
Tommy.
I'm magnetic.
Spider kid said to me this morning, he was like, well, you can't win them all. I was like, I know that, but you can't lose by a billion.
Spider has yet to be rattled in his entire time.
Spider has moves. Like, low-key, Spider
I don't know if Spider
is an unrattable human. He could drive you into the side of a building, the car could explode. Yeah. Like, oh, didn't go the way I wanted.
Like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, he just does. He came up to you when those guys were over the house who were sitting around. I don't know if he came up and he whispered. He goes, do you need anything? Like, what are you doing, Spider?
He didn't want to
in my ear.
Yeah. He also, YP in his ever long quest to wrestle people, got me into a little bit of a scuffle last night. And then all of a sudden, Spider's just like dummying YP's head out of nowhere. It's like he just hops into shit, hops out of shit.
He does look like he kind of looks like the Notre Dame mascot.
Yeah, he does.
He's
something else.
He's having a good trip.
He is. Yeah.
No, he's doing well.
Spider's like a ref. Like, the less you talk about him, the better he's doing.
Yeah, he's offensive lineman.
And I think the floppy-haired kid.
Oh, I was
going to
say.
Brett.
He's coming today?
I think so.
A lot of pressure.
What do you...
Well, you know, Brett, it's one of those things, and I think Tommy had a good analogy. So, Brett was... What you got to do when you're a Brett or you're a Gaz? Brett is learning at the school of Gaz. It's like he's going to Gaz school. He kind of talks like him. He likes like boondoggling like him. But we already have a Gaz. So you don't want to be the second Gaz.
Yeah, you can't be the second. Because
I will not have two Gazes. And Gaz number one is a cockroach. He's not going anywhere.
No, he's a cockroach.
So Brett. So Gaz number two, which Brett is doing, and he's with the Chicklet guys, is drinking 24/7 on their streams. Like, Brett, why are you out there? So he got, you know, it's like, maybe we don't need Brett. So this week has gone swimmingly without Brett here. And he kind of caught himself in a little bit of a trap because I'm like, wow, all the brands are activating. Hell of a good's there without
it's
Brett.
Hell of a good.
Yeah, without Brett activating it. He's like, well, we got two people doing it. It's like, that's why we don't need you. And he's like, damn, you know? It's kind of like,
yeah,
what Tommy said, he'd be like, "What?" It would be Wally Pitt being like, "Don't worry about me. Lou Gehrig is doing a great job.
He's right there, hitting fucking 350.
He's on Lou's on first.
Yeah,
don't worry
cool.
about it.
Yeah, he hurt himself on that argument. Yeah.
So he'll come in, and I think he's rattled. I think Brett's rattled.
Yeah, I'd say so. What is his role in Rough and Rowdy, Pete?
Oh, we figured that out. I asked because Frankie was actually like, he does a great job in Rough and Rowdy. I'm like, what does he
DJs.
Do? And he said, well, when you tell him to tell Chris not to play the music, he does this. And then when I say, hey, Brett, he can play the music, he does this.
That's true.
That actually is.
It's true. But
I'm going to back up Brett here. That actually is very important.
Super important. He also helps make sure that I'm squared away with the fight list in the truck. That's
yeah,
why,
he does help me a lot with the fight
list. I
would say that, I don't know if you remember, but in the Florida-Georgia fight, he was controlling the music beforehand, and up until about 10 minutes before the fight, he was playing, like, the Cranberries.
Sarah
McLachlan.
He was playing, like, really slow.
He was playing, like, Serious Coffee House.
Yeah.
It was like, what's going on right now? Like,
yeah,
it's a fight night.
Yeah, he was. It was very slow.
He takes it very seriously. He's a Spotify playlist, Rough and Rowdy. It's like
this night, he was really dampening the mood.
He was.
David Allen Boucher.
We all like, kind of woke up. We're like, whoa, like. Can someone cut this fucking music off? Yeah. Like, we're not trying to chill with some candles.
All right. That's the last rundown of the week. The next rundown is always one of the special ones.
Oh, boy.
And that is the post-Super Bowl rundown. It'll be Skype version.
Oh, so I thought you were coming back on Monday.
I am, but I won't be in time for the rundown.
Do you have
that set
up?
You got to do it in the pool.
Well.
We always do it. We do it instantly from what?
If you win.
I'll be back for radio.
No, I know. If you win, you're going to do it in the hot tub, right?
I don't know.
If you lose, you should have to do it in the pool.
We got a hot tub that works. We got a pool that's about 40 degrees if you're into that.
No. I mean, losing's bad enough.
Have to do it in the pool.
I don't know
you
where.
You should have to at least get in the pool.
I don't know where the hot tub, but that just happening last year was there. Like, the first year I just sat on the, I mean, I didn't,
yeah,
do,
that's
it.
True.
I didn't do it in the. Hot tub.
The hot tub year was when you, that was the Houston year when you were super skinny.
Yeah.
And it was gross. You had your little skimpies on.
I mean, I that's all relevant.
Kevin and I were just like,
I didn't think it was
this
gross.
Is terrible.
I thought it was like hot.
You had your, like, you had that phase where you were wearing your shorts way too low and we all were just looking at like the top.
Bully cat. Don't listen to
the pubic.
Bully cat.
Yeah, the dick muscles. Yeah, you were feeling those dick muscles.
They were popping. All right. We'll see you on Monday, hopefully in a good mood.
That's something I can't
you'll
be
see
like,
some dick muscles on Monday.
Maybe if you're lucky. Maybe if you're fucking lucky.
To be like, they were popping. Yeah, they were
popping.